Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. CNN reports the White House denied Congressman Steve King's request to join the president on Air Force One as he traveled to Council Bluffs yesterday. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska both joined Trump on Air Force One. Siouxland Public Media contacted Representative King's office for comment. We're still waiting for a reply. President Trump was in Iowa yesterday to celebrate a recent decision to lift restrictions on the sale of gasoline blended with 15% ethanol. He did visit an ethanol facility in Council Bluffs, then attended a fundraiser in Des Moines last night. Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden was also in Iowa yesterday. The Democratic candidate for president criticized Trump for policies he says hurts Iowa farmers. South Dakota farmers had a good week for field work as they try to get their crops in. The federal crop report says there were 5.5 days suitable for field work for the week that ended on Sunday. Farmers are still well behind on their corn planting after a wet spring. Corn planting was 64% completed compared to 100% last year, and only a third of the corn crop has emerged. That's behind last year's and the average pace. More than half the corn, though, is rated in good or excellent condition. Soybeans, though, remain well behind schedule with only 43% completed compared to 95% last year. Only 11% of the soybeans have emerged from the ground. In lawsuits filed when it comes to the opioid epidemic, Nebraska is staying on the sidelines. Nebraska Attorney General Doug Peterson has fought prescription opioid abuse through public education campaigns. He's worked with lawmakers to tighten up prescribing practices. He even demanded documents from the makers of OxyContin. He says the overdose crisis is ravaging families. What Peterson has not done is pursued a lawsuit seeking to hold any maker, distributor, or pharmaceutical company accountable. Every other state has sued, filed administrative charges, or promised to sue the companies blamed for the national crisis. The crisis has played a part in the deaths of more than 390,000 Americans from 2000 through 2017. The U.S. Coast Guard has reopened a portion of the Missouri River after high water forced it to close to boat traffic last week. The Coast Guard has opened the river from Napoleon, Missouri to just north of Sioux City. That's a 420-mile stretch. The grand opening of the ice cream parlor and visitor center took place this morning in Lamar's, Iowa. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds attended this morning's festivities. The ice cream parlor underwent a $3 million renovation, including new exhibits highlighting the history of the Wells Company. Plus, there's rooftop seating now and 37 different kinds of ice cream. The opening coincides with the annual Ice Cream Day celebration in Lamar's, and it's also the community's 150th anniversary. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. For the latest forecast, let's go to the KCAU 9 Weather Center.